Quick question for you, teacher friends. Do you have a least favorite day of the school week? I want you to think about what that is. Take a second to marinate on what would be your least favorite day of the week. And I know it might change from week to week depending on what your schedule or your calendar looks like, but I want you to think about what that day of the week is, and we're going to say it on the count of three. Are you ready? One, two, three. Monday. If you said Monday, then I need you to know that you match 60% of the world's population. Because in a survey recently, 60% of people said that Monday was their least favorite day because it's back to work, it's back to school, back to reality, back to responsibilities, back to a routine, and that can be really hard. But what if I told you that Monday could actually be marvelous? Monday could be a day that we unlock motivation and unlock momentum so that we have an incredible week. And I can tell you that it's not that hard to create it. That's what we're going to talk about in this episode. And even better than that, I'm going to actually give you a lesson step by step that you can implement on a Monday to make it a marvelous Monday, to make it a not manic Monday, to make it a mega Monday. So all you have to do is sit back, listen, relax, and hear a very fun, very heartfelt idea. And also think about the ways that you can apply this for all 180 days of the school year, even though only 20% of them are Mondays. You could implement this same concept on all the other days. What? It's going to be a fun episode. Stick around. There is awesome in every single school day. Here is the big question. How can teachers like us, who love our job, love our students, and love being a part of education, celebrate awesome even more in our classrooms and learning communities? Where can we find teaching tips and tricks? Where can we find engaging stories and motivational strategies? That is the question, and this weekly podcast is your answer. So welcome to all my teacher friends. My name is Monica Genta, and I am so excited that you are here listening to this podcast, This Teacher Life. Before we dig into the Motivation Monday lesson that I want to share with you, I also want to read a 5-star review that was sent to me on the Apple Podcast app. This is from the listener of the week who gave this podcast 5 stars and said, "Amazing. This is one of my favorites for teacher content. Monica has incredible ideas, and I always come out of each episode with something I can use in my classroom. Thank you for leaving that 5-star review. I appreciate your support, and I need you to know this episode is no different. You're literally going to be able to walk away and implement this exact same lesson. I suggest doing it on a Monday, but guess what? It would make your Tuesdays terrific. It would make your Wednesdays wonderful. It would make your Thursdays thrilling. It would make your Fridays fantastic because this is a very versatile lesson. In fact, I need you to know in advance, this lesson is coming from my 180 days of awesome SEL curriculum. I have 180 fully prepared lessons for morning meeting, advisory, your homeroom class, whatever you want to call it, that social and emotional learning that is essential for kids. I have 180 fully prepared lessons that are great at an elementary level, and I have a separate curriculum of 180 fully planned lessons that are great for a middle school and early high school. So I think sometimes we overcomplicate that time. We don't know what to do with the time, so we just kind of make it a free-for-all. We kind of look at it as free time. And I want to take that time and move it from free time to classroom family time. And I hear that come out of my mouth, and I can see some of you being like, ugh, God, that sounds dumb. That sounds silly. That sounds too deep. And this is kind of my point. I don't think we have to make it that deep. I don't think we have to make it sappy. And I think that's why some people don't do morning meeting, don't do check-ins, don't do advisory, because they're either thinking it has to be that, or they're thinking it has to take a ton of time and a ton of energy to come up with engaging and relevant lessons. And that's exactly why I created the 180 Days of Awesome SEL curriculum. It's fully planned for you with all of the questions, all of the activities, all of the links ready to roll. And so I'm actually sharing a lesson that is part of the curriculum that I have done on a Monday, and it freaking works. And it's just a simple lesson, and I want to just give you the simplicity of it. So I actually started the lesson with a basic question, a conversation starter, a catalyst for really good dialogue. And the question was, have you ever tried something new? And I gave all the kids an opportunity to think about when they tried something new. And for some kids, they brought up things like sports. Like, there were a number of students who said, yeah, I'm on a soccer team this year and I've never tried soccer. And so we had a really good conversation about that. For some kids, it was, yes, I tried a new video game, or I tried a new app on my tablet. So for some kids, they were going in the technology realm. And then some kids said that they tried something new because their parents had cooked something, a new basically like crock pot recipe, like a casserole. And it was interesting because when that happened, kids had lots of emotions about crock pots and casseroles and trying new foods. Now, I didn't know that that was going to unfold, but it was a perfect segue into the next question, which was, oh, speaking of food, raise your hand if you've ever tried corn on the cob. Now, I realize that that is a very common food. Corn on the cob, especially for me, I live and teach and work in the rural Midwest. We have the most bomb corn on the cob in our area. We've got farmers who actually grow it. I know this is going to be hard for some of you to believe, but the rural Midwest is known for having cornfields. That is not corn for human consumption, okay? It's a separate crop that grows corn on the cob. What? Some of you are like, I didn't even know that. Okay, but we do have some farmers who do corn on the cob. So when I asked that, the kids were like, yes, I've tried corn on the cob. Of course we've tried corn on the cob. And then kids had different opinions on that. Do you fry it? Do you grill it? Do you boil it? Do you put it in the air fryer? Do you use butter? Do you put mayonnaise on yours? Do you put spices on yours? How do you make your corn on the cob? And so we just had this like really silly conversation about corn. Now you might be thinking, God, Monica, this sounds really corny. Okay. It is. Okay, that was a corny joke. But the reason why I wanted to bring this up is because a lot of different conversations happened. And I think on a Monday morning, if you can get conversations happening, specifically at the start of the school day, this is a huge win. I don't think that we can go in too deep on a Monday morning. They're coming in from a Netflix coma. They're coming in from staring at screens all weekend long, being on their iPads, being, you know, glued to a computer, doing video games. So this corn conversation got 100% of kids engaged. No one was corn-fused. Okay. Nobody was confused about the topic. Everyone engaged. And so that was a win. And then what happened after I kind of introduced this conversation about corn on the cob and trying something new, I pulled up the YouTube video that was linked to this. Because I was a woman on a mission. Because there's this really silly YouTube video that got published a number of years ago. And it was about a kid who just loved corn. Like, he's passionate about corn on the cob. And you might have seen this video. because it started just as this like wholesome interview about a kid talking about a corn on a cob, and it's how it's the most beautiful thing that he's ever seen, and corn on the cob has the juice, and how everyone could love corn on the cob, but it doesn't have to be everybody's favorite. And the kid is so genuine and so cute and so animated. And so you might have seen that video, but it's actually probably more likely that you saw a video remix of this, because this corn video turned viral, like so many things on the internet. It got remixed into a song, and this song is also fabulous. And it is funny, and there are beat droppings, and the way that they remixed it is just very catchy. And it all came from a stinking YouTube video. It all came from like meme culture. And this is something that I think kids love. But 9 times out of 10, the memes that our kids go after are weird or not school appropriate or not wholesome, or contain things that like have some sort of ulterior meaning that is not something to discuss at school. So if we can bring in something viral or meme culture like that is truly innocent, that is fun, that is quirky, I'm gonna say that that's a huge win. So we watched this video, and in the video, the kid makes a line. He says at the end, "Have a corn-tastic day." And then the video's over. And I hit pause on that. Have a corn-tastic day. And I said, like, that is a silly thing to say. What do you think it means? And what was cool is we got to infer from the video and the smiles and the energy and the silliness from the video that saying have a corn-tastic day, we were able to infer from the emotions that we saw in the video that that was something positive, that that was a good thing. And then we had a nice little conversation about sometimes when we hear random things like that, we don't know what they mean because we don't understand the full story. We don't know its origin. We don't know where it came from. And so sometimes we have to be careful about what we repeat because we don't always know what it means. And then we moved on to a nice little activity, okay? And the activity was really simple. To draw a picture of you eating something that you really love that your friends or family might not like very much. So every kid had to think about, okay, so what is a food that I love that maybe my family doesn't like? And they got a little time to draw that. I like this activity for a Monday morning. Specifically, I think this is really, really good for our elementary students. But I'm not going to lie, I have seen this work really well in a middle school setting as well. This lesson that I'm talking about is part of the elementary version of my curriculum, okay? Just as a heads up, this is a Motivation Monday activity from the elementary version. But like I said, you could do it with older kids too. But it was really sweet to see what they had drawn as their favorite food. A food that maybe is their favorite that they love that family members don't. And we had really random things drawn. Everything from like Brussels sprouts to plain noodles to steamed broccoli. They called it hot broccoli. So that was an interesting conversation to figure out what hot broccoli meant. Sounds like maybe it was steamed broccoli. But there were a lot of things that came up that, again, continued to have good conversation. Which leads me to my point. Sometimes social and emotional learning, sometimes morning meetings, sometimes connecting with kids on just a life level isn't that serious. And so it feels like, well, we're not really doing SEL then. I think if this is the kind of conversation that you're having every single day, like, what's your favorite food? Let's talk about corn. Let's talk about corn on the cob. If you're doing that every single day, then I do think that you're missing opportunities for connection. I do. Because I think there has to be a balance. But even in something like this, we can dig a little bit deeper. Because this just wasn't a corn conversation. Because after kids were done drawing their pictures and sharing those out, I took a line from the video, the silly corn video. There was a line in that video that says, not everybody has to like it in order for it to be the best. And oh, I liked that statement so much. That came from a little kid. That came from the kid who had recorded this video about corn on the cob. Not everybody has to like it in order for it to be the best. And I looked at the students and I said, what do you think that actually means? Like, what do you think that that kid was trying to say there? And we had an absolutely meaningful conversation about what that meant. And we had this great conversation about, you can like some things and you can have a favorite sport. You can have a favorite color. You can have a favorite food. You can have a favorite TV show. You can have a favorite opinion. And it can be the best for you. That doesn't mean that your best friend has to agree with you. We use this term best friend. Our best friend doesn't have to agree with all of our best things or our favorite things in our life. In fact, sometimes our best friends agree with us. And sometimes it's fun to have a friend who has different favorites, different viewpoints, different opinions. And we can come together and we can learn and we can grow and we can ask questions. And that's what makes friendship really, really fun. And having those kinds of conversations, dang, those are meaningful. To have a space that feels both safe and a space where there is time set aside to have these conversations in a constructive way, that is really, really meaningful. And that's what good social and emotional learning looks like, sounds like, and feels like. Another quote that came from that silly YouTube video was, he was talking about corn. He said, corn is the, quote, most beautiful thing. And that might sound like silly, right? Like a little kid being like, corn is the most beautiful thing. But what we have to do is take sentences like that and transform them into meaningful moments. And I took that statement of corn is the most beautiful thing. And I said for the final question of this lesson, well, what's the most beautiful thing in your life? And we had a conversation about what that could mean. Beautiful things could be like we look at it and we're like, wow, that's so pretty. That's one type of beautiful. But another way to talk about the most beautiful thing in your life is the thing that makes you smile the most. The thing that makes you the most happy. The thing that makes your heart feel really, really good inside. And so we had a conversation about, hey, the kid said that corn is the most beautiful thing in his life. What's the most beautiful thing in your life? And of course, we had some kids talk about things like flowers because they see a flower and they think it's really pretty, okay? Or the sun is the most beautiful thing because it's really bright. Of course, we had kids who took it and went that way. But we also had kids say things like, the most beautiful thing in my life is my family. And they weren't talking about the physical appearance of their family. They were talking about how their hearts feel so happy and full of joy and full of beauty when they are with their mom or their dad or their grandma or their sister or their brother. And that was really, really cool. I think the point that I'm trying to prove here is, in order for us to make our Mondays better, sometimes we just have to have meaningful moments with kids in a real and raw and authentic experience to remind us why we do what we do in the first place. It is really cool to have these moments with kids where we're talking about favorite foods to, but what does it mean to have something beautiful in your life? And you hear those things from kids and you're like, oh, dang, I didn't expect that kid to say that. Oh, wow. I didn't expect that kid to dig that deep. I did not anticipate a kid basically taking that and running with it in a way that I don't see from them when they're at recess. I don't see that from them when they're doing math or ELA. And I think that causes us to have a different perspective on the person, a different perspective on the student. And that changes the way that we instruct. That changes our perception of how we can teach and reach kids when we genuinely know them on a life level. So on the surface, to the kids, was this Motivation Monday activity about corn? Yeah, for sure. If kids went home and said, hey, what did you do the first thing today at school? They would say, we watched a YouTube video about corn. That's what they would report home, probably. But if their adults dug a little bit deeper, if the adults said, oh, tell me more about that, they probably would realize as they peel back the layers, there was more to it. And it doesn't matter necessarily what the perception of at home is. What matters is that we are building 180 days of awesome with kids in a social and emotional learning kind of way. And if you liked this idea, there are 179 others within the full curriculum. You can go to monicagenta.com/180SEL. That's monicagenta.com/180SEL as in social and emotional learning. And you can look at previews of a Monday lesson, a Tuesday lesson, a Wednesday lesson, a Thursday lesson, and a Friday lesson, because they all have different themes. It keeps it fun. It keeps it fresh. It keeps it different. And it keeps it incredibly engaging for different areas of life readiness, career readiness, compassion readiness, connection readiness. So our kids are the best possible humans they can be on a life level, so they can also succeed in all of our curriculum levels. Again, I would love for you to check out that curriculum at monicagenta.com/180SEL. I hope that you have enjoyed this episode. And as a reminder, new episodes are dropping every single Sunday night, so you are ready for your commute to or from school on Monday. I need you to know that I ironically recorded this episode after school on a Monday. And on this particular Monday, it was filled with emotions. Within the first 30 minutes of the day, within the first 30 minutes of today, I was high-fiving a teacher who had an absolutely incredible breakthrough with a student. And I high-fived her and I was like, wow, that's a way to start a week. And I gave a hug to another teacher who was getting emotional about a situation with another student for a completely different reason. And you know what those have in common? One, the teacher showed up on a Monday, and Mondays can be hard. Two, there was both emotions of excitement and sadness about students. The third thing that those have in common is that all of those teachers, both of those teachers, all of us, as we are figuring this out in the hallway, trying to do what's best for kids, there is this certainty that because they are doing things on an SEL level, because they are engaged with students during that first 30-minute block of the day, I am incredibly confident that those students in those classrooms are having these conversations and making these connections. And these incredible teachers are doing what they need to do to help kids succeed in all areas. And I genuinely believe that that can happen in your school as well. If you've got any questions about this activity, any questions about this episode, or any questions about the 180 Days of Awesome SEL curriculum, please do not hesitate to reach out. I'm going to put a direct link for that curriculum in the show notes. I want to thank you so much for listening to this episode, but most importantly, thank you for living this teacher life.